Now, Nick, we were talking before about the fact that you and Colin Friels actually live together on the set for this film, which is an actual house in Tasmania.
Yep.
So you develop this real sense of domesticity, I suppose, with each other and the intimacy.
Yeah, yeah.
When it actually came to shoot the film, how much was that rehearsed dialogue and how much was improvised?
It was all rehearsed.
Really? Because it has such a natural feel to it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, that was pretty much word for word Alkinos' script.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and we didn't, you know, to be honest, we didn't really rehearse a whole lot either, because we were living in that space, and we knew the, you know, we knew the characters and the scenes really well.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much just do them, you know, like we didn't sort of spend a whole lot of time rehearsing them over and over and then shooting. It was more just actually getting ready to do the scene and then shooting it.
Okay, because I was wondering if there was much discussion about how much, you know, there's so much antagonism in this film, but there's also a lot of affection, and it's a real balancing act. So that kind of stuff did evolve naturally from knowing each other in the script. It wasn't anything preconceived.
No, I mean, it was a pretty, it seemed like a pretty kind of organic process in a way. I mean, mm-hmm. some of the scenes were clearly written that they were, you know, very antagonistic, and other scenes were, you know, a little bit gentler. And so we would kind of follow that. And sometimes, you know, particularly with my character, it was easy to go too far with him.
Yeah.
And so Alkinos was always very good on saying, look, you know, we need to pull that back a little bit. And because he's a very good director in that way. He's always very aware of, you know, where the audience is in terms of the story as mm-hmm. he's making it, you know. So each scene, he's very aware of what he wants the audience to know at different points.
Yeah, he's also one of these directors who clearly doesn't want that melodramatic gush of catharsis or, you know, capital A acting. He's more like a John Cassavetes type director.
Yeah, look, he's really interested in it being as natural as possible.
Mm.
He really doesn't want you to be an actor that's there to entertain him or the audience. He wants you to do it as truthfully as you possibly can. Mm. And so, yeah, he's not interested in you kind of making it easier for anyone. You know, like he kind of wants it to be, if it's going to be painful or it's going to be raw or honest or whatever, that's what he's interested in.
It needed, because of the
things that the characters were dealing with, it would have been, I think, kind of really cheap or something had we gone into melodrama, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Did you shoot in sequence?
We pretty much did. I mean, the main scenes were pretty much, they were pretty much in order. Every now and again, you get something in your schedule where you have to go off and, you know, shoot a car scene ahead of, because, you know, the road has to be held up or whatever the thing is. But yeah, pretty much. I mean, Colin, obviously in the film, he's in the film by himself pretty much for the first 10 minutes, and he's just wandering around doing whatever he does in that house. So he shot all that stuff by himself for the first couple of days, and I didn't really see any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I came into the film and started doing scenes with him, they were the, you know, in order, they were the same scenes that you see in the film type of thing. So there was a sense of, you know, this guy's been here for a while and he's doing his thing, and then
you intrude. You know,
and then I intrude and start to upset the rhythm.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's a wonderful opening shot with you where you've got this calm, serene shot of combination of shots of Colin, and then suddenly we get you with the hip-hop blaring in the car approaching the house, and you know, this guy's going to cause ripples.
It's a great introduction, actually, for a character, I think, in a film. Yeah, Alkinos did that, you know, really well, I thought.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned before about how, you know, Alkinos makes films that are there to, you know, to challenge, to confront. He's making films of worth and value.
Mm.
Now, there's been some really, in my opinion, horrible criticism of the Australian film industry over the past few years, mainly from sort of lazy conservative media, saying that we shouldn't be doing these kind of worthy films. We should be doing light, fluffy genre films with, you know, lots of boobs and explosions. How are you? Were you aware when you were making this film that you're going to get that kind of attitude come your way?
Oh yeah, look, I mean, you know, it doesn't concern me or any of the other guys involved at all, that type of thinking, because it's not what we're interested in, you know. So I think Hollywood does a ton of those types of films, you know.
Yeah, and Australia gets those films.
What's that?
Well, Australia gets those films, so there's not a huge need for us to replicate them.
No, exactly. And I mean, you know, Alkinos is, he's trying to, always he's doing something intensely personal to him, and he's always looking for how it resonates with other people. Mm-hmm. And he's very human director. All his stories are, he's very concerned with, you know, the problems that real people have, you know, going on. And he's not interested in the kind of exploitive sort of movies that we get a lot. So, you know, I mean, the good thing about Akinos' films is people either love them or hate them, you know. There's no kind of in the middle in a way, which is really great.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I mean, all his films, he deals with sort of the fringe dwellers of society, I suppose, people who aren't part of the mainstream. And both you and Colin certainly play characters who aren't really part of the status quo anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the other thing is that the characters are often quite broken or damaged in some way in his films.
Yeah.
And he's very honest about that. He's just a very honest filmmaker. It's exciting to work with him as an actor because you know that he's not asking you to play the scenes kind of nicer than they actually would be. Mm. You know, he's really saying, look, this is, sometimes the truth is ugly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a real, it'd be a really dishonest thing if we didn't go down that track, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's a rare thing, you know, for a filmmaker to take you into that territory. So as an actor on set, you know, the adrenaline's going because you think, these are, you don't get to do, you won't do this scene on Blue Heelers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Nick, it is a tremendously honest film. And I think it's actually a very, it's a very moving film. It has a lot of truth. And there is actually warmth in there. I think as an audience to see this film, you get rewarded for some of the difficult things. It left me feeling sort of uplifted in a very unconventional way. Really impressive film. I think your performance is fantastic. You and Friels obviously do work brilliantly together.
Mm.
Nick, thank you so much for being a guest on the Casting Couch.
Oh, pleasure, man. No, it's terrific. Thank you.